dive right in as we have Trudy Mara joining us on behalf of the Platte River Fitness Series. Trudy, good to see you back in the studio this morning.
Good morning.
You already have the Platte River Fitness Series underway technically for the year.
We do. We spent January and February in the virtual world with our virtual challenge that gets people motivated and moving. And that's very important. And we had our first race of the 2023 season last Saturday at Cody Park.
It was a race that had some challenges, though, we were talking about off air. And that's not going to come as a surprise to anybody listening, as they know Mother Nature caused a little bit of chaos this past weekend.
Yes, she did. And one of the, I think, life lessons that we try to help folks learn is that things that are out of your control are just things you learn to accept, embrace, and quite frankly, bad weather makes for great race stories. Our friends to the west and friends to the south were mainly absent because obviously the roads were closed and the travel was very difficult. The snow seemed to kind of go all the way around us and not a snowflake at Cody Park for the entire evening. So that was appreciated, and we were grateful for that.
And even though there was some concerns with the weather, and some folks weren't able to make it, and some concerns with maybe there would be some moisture, had a good turnout nonetheless.
We did. We did. The race, hosted by the student council from North Platte High School, is always a really robust race, but they exceeded their numbers from last year despite the weather challenges. So I thought that was a remarkable turnout.
Platte River Fitness Series really gearing up, Trudy, as there's another event this week, right?
There is. We are very busy to start 2023 racing season. This weekend, we will be hosting the Tamara Hilavity Gift of Life 3K and 8K, so a little bit different distances. For the those that don't like the metric system, a 3K is just under 2 miles and an 8K is just under 5 miles. And that one is in support of Live On Nebraska, which is our state's organization for organ donation.
That's awesome. So if folks want to join, it's not too late. It's never too late to become a member of the Platte River Fitness Series and to participate.
That's exactly right. Technically, membership is free to the series. Your only membership requirement is that you do need to come and participate with us, start and finish. So we welcome everybody at any point in time. Now, in terms of the actual series competition, the more you come, the better you do in that year-long competition. But we welcome people at any point. And this first race and this race as well, we are seeing, I'm seeing a lot of new names, and that is really exciting. We love our old family, but we like to welcome new family members in as well.
And I think when folks hear about the Platte River Fitness Series and these races, they think they have to be in a dead sprint for the whole thing. And I'll tell you, I participate, and I am very seldom in a sprint. Sometimes it's a fast walk.
That's exactly right. So what makes us slightly different is that we are a both-and organization. We celebrate people who are athletically talented, who work really hard, who strive to be the best that they can be in terms of speed, and they want to win. They have a drive for that competition. And we celebrate people who just prefer to go for a nice, brisk walk with friends, be at the back of the pack, have a great conversation. It does not have to be either or. It is like so much in life. It is a both and situation. We celebrate both. We celebrate our competitors, and we celebrate our participants, because there's room for both of them.
And there's nothing like the camaraderie of the Platte River Fitness Series either, we might add, Trudy.
Exactly, and it doesn't matter if you're the first place finisher or the last place finisher. Everybody celebrates each other and that sort of family feeling.
If you come in towards the end of the finish line, you have more people cheering for you too, I might add.
This is very true.
Trudy, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
You know, just please come out to the lake and join us. Tamara Hilavity was a physician here. It gives people who loved her and knew her an opportunity to celebrate her, as well as gather together for some great, great fitness.
And if folks want to learn more about the Platte River Fitness Series in general, how can they do so?
Always on our website, platteriverfitness.com.
Awesome. Trudy, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to see you. Good luck Saturday, and we'll see you again this time next month.
All right. Thank you.